This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The affordable housing crisis continues in Denver. Eviction court cases are at all-time highs, and officials say the city needs 40,000 units of affordable housing. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports that Mayor Mike Johnson is proposing a new tax rebate for builders.
Back in November, Denver voters shot down Johnston's affordable housing sales tax. This week, he announced a new funding strategy. The city and the Denver Housing Authority will give tax rebates to developers building income-restricted housing for middle-income residents. Those are working people like teachers, nurses, and sheriff deputies making between $60,000 and $100,000 a year. The mayor hopes the pilot will lead to the creation of thousands of rental homes for working Denverites. The move comes as the city faces a $250,000 budget hole, partially created by a drop in taxes. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Starting today, a brand new area code has come to a large swath of western and northern Colorado. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
For 30 years, phone numbers and communities from Fort Collins to Meeker, Dinosaur to Durango have started with
970.
Now, new phone numbers, including cell phones, will begin with
748.
Grand Junction resident Jonelle Morales is
shocked.
It just doesn't sound familiar, she says. And her husband, Nick Bardo, thinks it could be more fun.
007-123 or 321.
But 321 already serves Cape Canaveral, where spaceships launch. Colorado's 748 overlays 970's coverage area, but everyone who already has a 970 will get to keep it. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And here's another three-digit number, 101. Grand Junction, that could be your high on Wednesday. It'll be scorching out. Today, Grand Junction and areas around Denver have highs in the 90s. Parts of the Front Range could see some rain later today. This is CPR News.